Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A blessed All Saints Day to you. Yes, it actually falls on today, November 1st. We rejoice with the saints who are in heaven in bright array, and yet by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are declared saints as well here on earth. Do you realize that? Do you realize that you are a saint in God's sight? Do you realize, not because of who you are and what you've done, not by how much you give or serve in the church or in the community, not by anything that you can accomplish in life, not by anything that you are declared a saint, holy, innocent, righteous, precious in his sight, all because of the shed blood of Jesus on the cross. His suffering, his death declared you to be a saint. Through holy baptism, you join the great multitude that no one can number from all tribes, from all peoples and languages, the sainted evangelists, the prophets, the apostles, the martyr bands, your husband, your wife, your grandma, your grandpa, your children, even your grandchildren. They dwell with us as the church triumphant. They dwell with us together here as the church militant in this blessed place, feasting upon word, rejoicing with angels and archangels, the numbers of those who are sealed. We now echo and confess with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Salvation belongs to God and to all of those who are in him. That is you. That is me. So we rejoice, even on a gloomy, and thanks be to God, rainy day. Rejoice and be glad and sing. That's the reality that you have today. That's the truth that you have. But it doesn't look that way in this life, does it? It doesn't feel that way. Is it a myth? Is it a bunch of hooey? Is it a dead religion that we are claiming to run after today? Are we Christians truly out of our mind? To say that we are saints in God's sight, to say that we are connected with the blessed dead in Christ. How can we rejoice when we are going through years of droughts? How can we rejoice when Christians are being slaughtered in other parts of the world for bearing the name of Christ? How can we possibly say that we sing with angels and archangels when sometimes we struggle with our own hymns and our own thoughts and our own fears in life? We struggle with tears, with grief, and with fears. You are flat out crazy in the midst of this horrible world. You're off your rocker, some would say. To say that you're unified with those who have gone on before you through death into life. Those we don't see anymore around us. Those who are listed in our bulletin today that we've lost in this parish since the last All Saints' Day. You can't possibly say that there's unity, that there is hope, that there is peace for you when there is no unity, hope, or real peace in this world. How can we possibly sing at a time like this? How can we possibly rejoice and give thanks? We can. Because this is the Christian faith, not the Christian rationalism. It's built on the things and the hopes that are not seen, the expectation of things to come. What we see now is just a pale shadow of what would be and what will be. Some call our to get life together as in the living in the now, but also in the not yet. The now, here and now, is the life we trudge through. In this body of death, in a corrupt world, the not yet is the eternal life in a recreated and perfect creation. The old will go, the new will be ushered in. And it sounds fantastic. St. Paul said that he longed to depart and be with the Lord, but he also knew that he must remain in the flesh a little while longer. And we are on the same journey, closer one day to the grave than in all of the ways that this world could give us possibly with life. We must pass through death before joining the host of heaven. But we are not alone on this journey, and we do not face death with great fear and trembling. No matter how many people were trying to scare the pants off of others yesterday at Halloween, it is not a day to be morbid. It's the All Hallows' Eve for us. It is the day that we remember that today is the day where we declare that we are saints in Christ and that Christ is with us. Not only does he visit us with his word of comfort, but he gives us food for the journey. The bread that has come down from heaven dwells with you once again, the same food that our saints in heaven are feasting on. What a wondrous and joyful comfort this is for us. As the elder said today in our first reading, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. This time is called the Great Tribulation for a good reason. For there are those in our midst who have come out of the Great Tribulation, whether it be through wars and rumors of wars, dying of hunger and thirst, riddled bodies with cancer and disease. There are those who come out of this Great Tribulation with marriages that have failed, jobs that are lost, where even the young and the unborn die. We are now in this world of tribulation, but then it will be everlasting bliss. We might be tempted today to talk of panic, to wring our hands, to look at everything around us and say, "What in the world is going on in the world?" Struggles and trials may come and go, but joy and happiness are yours today in Christ forever. The Word of God remains forever. Heaven is where the holy ones of God gather to receive the holy things. Hear that one more time, dear saints in Christ. Heaven is where the holy ones gather together to receive the holy things of God. That is here, at this place. Through baptism, you are the holy ones. And in God's word, he comes to us to give us the holy things, doing exactly what he has promised, giving forgiveness of sins week in and week out. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. This is exactly what Jesus is getting at in our gospel today. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That is you. Luther said as he took his last breath, "We are beggars, this is true." And we are sinful beggars, but we are also saints, the blessed people of God, coming before Him as beggars with hands open in prayer to receive whatever gifts He wishes to give to us, no matter what we have or don't have, no matter what we have done or left undone, no matter how far we have stayed close to His Word or how far we have strayed, the kingdom is yours this day. And so, yes, indeed, it is All Saints' Day, where we pick at the scab of the wound of losing our loved ones through death. But blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. We grieve the loss of our loved ones, but we do not grieve as those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. We are and we will be comforted in the resurrection of the dead, no matter what this life brings. We know that we are already blessed. We are made holy and righteous by Christ's blood, and you have the hope of heaven. You will be satisfied. You will see God. You will have the great reward, even though now our joys are mixed with sadness. But then when it all comes to fruition, then you will have the Lamb who will be your shepherd, and He will guide you to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Not just then, but He even does it now as we come to the Lamb's high feast today. A blessed All Saints' Day to you this day, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And so shall you with all the blessed saints. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen. We continue with our hymn.